Good morning once again. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9 in verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We begin reading the context in verse 1. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. In the context, we have reference to two events. The first is the birth of Messiah in his first advent. And the second is the kingdom of Messiah in his second advent, when he comes to fulfill the Davidic covenant on earth. Both of these events are sources of great encouragement and great joy for all Christians. But this morning, we shall dwell on the first. Our text outlines itself nicely in two parts. And so we have no need to go beyond the bounds of Scripture as we present our applications this morning. First, for unto us a child is born. And secondly, unto us a son is given. We shall consider the Christ child, for unto us a child is born. Isaiah considered the coming Messiah over 700 years before his incarnation and his birth. Shepherds, magi, and angels considered this child 2 millennia. That is 2,000 years ago. And today, we set aside a day and a season to consider the child called Jesus, who entered into our world as a babe in humble estate. When we consider the child born, we think of our Savior's humanity. God became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was brought forth from the womb of Mary, having been conceived in her by the supernatural agency of God, the Holy Spirit. With regard to human genealogy, he was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. Yet how far the house of David had fallen. David's progeny, David's descendants were devout indeed, but they had little means. And so, the Holy Family, as they've come to be known, found themselves among the livestock because there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus was brought forth wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. Ironically enough, swaddling cloths served two purposes in those days. The first, to wrap a baby, that baby might be kept warm. And the second was for burial. This signifying for what means Jesus came into the world. This child was born into the world he created, and he experienced many of the things that you do. When he came into the world, he had need of being wrapped in swaddling cloths because he was cold. He was hungry. Jesus was thirsty. He was sorrowful at times. At other times, he rejoiced, as he did at the occasion of a wedding. He was filled with grief at the death of his loved one, his friend, Lazarus. And he experienced excruciating pain, even the death at the cross. Jesus also experienced temptation. And the writer of Hebrews puts it succinctly: for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Unto us a son is given. Jesus in his humanity was the son of Mary, the adopted son of Joseph, the son of Adam, the son of Abraham, and the son of man. His eternality, his deity, and his right to the throne as a son of David is stressed more so in the immediate context of our scripture. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. You see, this child, the Christ child, is all of these aforementioned things, but he is also the Son of God who is given. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Of his incarnation it is written that God was manifested in the flesh. Indeed, Jesus was both fully human and fully divine all at once. This is the mystery, as it were, of the incarnation, or the hypostasis, the merging of two natures into one person during his first advent. Notice in our text that it says, unto us a son is given. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him might receive eternal life. Whatever gifts you or I may give or receive, and I trust that in most cases there will be many as tangible tokens of our love for those who are important to us in our lives. Most of these things, however, will be in the Johnston landfill before long. Perhaps, one or two of them. I'm not saying you should admit this, by the way. There may be one or two gifts that you will receive this Christmas, however, which will have personal, sentimental value enough that you'll keep them for the duration of this lifetime. But the gift of God's Son, in contrast to earthly gifts, is eternal. For unto us a Son is given. The gift God offers of a personal relationship with Him through the Son, once received, is eternal. And this is not all. When we unwrap, figuratively speaking, God's greatest gift, we shall receive not only salvation, which is deliverance from sin's penalty, for indeed Christ paid it all, but also free access to the throne of God, free access to God's grace when we earnestly seek it. Free access to faith in God, which comes through Jesus Christ as directed by God the Holy Spirit. And supernatural peace and joy, which passes all human understanding and comprehension. A peace and a joy that does not depend upon our circumstances. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Surely this is a most appropriate Christmas text. And so as I began to consider it and look into these things, I thought of jumping off onto something else and saving this for Christmas morning. But my Bible has no shortage of applications to the first advent of Christ. And so, if it's an appropriate Christmas text, how much more so is this text appropriate for us to dwell on for 19 more days? Even all the year through. The world and the powers which oppose our God seek to unsettle our spirits with family feuds, short tempers, selfish ways, and the temptation to give in to the ways of the flesh. Endless sales and a plethora of events. But I urge all of us, all of you this morning, to choose those things, this Christmas season, which are not only good things, but the best things. So the divine word, the meaningful word, this Christmas season is simple. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Rehearse these words in your times of prayer, in your mind, each day throughout the coming week, and as Christmas approaches, that you might be reminded why we celebrate this season. Lord God, we thank you for this word. We pray, Heavenly Father, that in all things, that as we consider this Christmas season and its meaning, those things which we celebrate, that though there be many things that assail our mind and garner our attention, that we might see Jesus only. And that the words of Isaiah might continually resound in our ears. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And Lord, if there be any who are without hope this morning, who are looking for hope even within the season, who are looking for help because Christmas may be a difficult time, maybe bittersweet, Lord, may you work on those hearts, and may such a one accept this Jesus as God's gift to them personally. We pray your guidance upon the remainder of our service and our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, now